So you mentioned obinutuzumab, and I'm just kind of curious in general how you view obinutuzumab compared to rituximab in general in follicular lymphoma as opposed to CLL. Do you think that obinutuzumab brings an additional advantage in FL the way it kind of seems to appear with CLL?
So obinutuzumab in CLL has shown clearly a benefit over rituximab in terms of disease control when combined to chlorambucil. And I think that when combined with newer agents, it's probably also a better agent with rituximab. The mode of action of the two antibodies are markedly different. In patients with follicular lymphoma, there has been a head-to-head comparison of single-agent rituximab and single-agent obinutuzumab, which didn't show a marked difference, maybe a slightly improved response rate with obinutuzumab, which did not translate in a difference in PFS. There was a head-to-head comparison of rituximab chemo versus obinutuzumab chemo that was published recently. This was a Gallium study, which showed a benefit in terms of progression-free survival. There was, however, several confounding factors in interpreting this study, given a higher rate of complication of the patient receiving rituximab bendamustine or obinutuzumab bendamustine, which was surprising to the whole community of hemato-oncologists. I think that the response rate is slightly higher with obinutuzumab and chemo, and the side effects are not necessarily much higher, so it's a manageable treatment. However, the long-term benefit is still a little bit hard to identify. There is clearly a low rate of progression at 3 or 4 years from the published data. Whether it will translate to another benefit in terms of overall survival, we don't know yet. It has been proposed that this will translate into a prolongation of the duration of response by more than 3 years at 10 years, but I think we are still unsure of that. So I think it's an option, especially for young patients with an aggressive disease, and we can use obinutuzumab in frontline instead of rituximab. But it's also an option for relapse refractory patients. So it's, again, a decision with each patient and each physician to discuss which one of the antibody to use.